Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with you. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. T-G-I-F. Thank God it's Friday. I had to teach a German person that what
it's
that meant.
Friday, we have Dale Shear and we have Richard.
Of course.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Well, it'd be nice if you said Psychic Dale Shear.
Psychic Dale Shear.
Yes. Our beloved Psychic
And maybe
Dale
I'm not.
Shear.
Who knows? I don't know. We've been having a very weird day. Very weird. I've been to Walmart 3 times and everybody's laughing at me. Because
really?
I said, leave me alone. I live at Walmart. Leave me alone.
I'm going to buy a box of just flavor there.
That's so frustrating, though, if you were already there and but 3 times. Once going back is bad, but twice going back? Wow.
No, well, we have a small Walmart here, and it doesn't have all the stuff sometimes. Problem is, every time I get home, and normally I write a list, I forget what I'm supposed to get. Richard and I have been having forgetting problems. We had some people call us from Hawaii, and they were telling us about our old building and what was happening, and we were freaking out, but we couldn't remember anybody's name.
That is crazy. It's your brain just says, why should we remember? And it just doesn't.
No, because these are friends. I mean, you know, we're getting older, so we were laughing about it.
Oh, my gosh, we're glad.
It's been 4 years since we've been there.
You know, it's just like our whole building is, like, majorly torn up. I mean, they're talking, you can't use the pool for 2 years of doing construction. When it's all done, it's going to be beautiful and probably worth a fortune. But now the people have to pay between $28,000 on up, you know, in their condo just to get it fixed. It's crazy.
That's a lot of
you know that I went through this when I first moved here. It was the first year wonderful with the pool and the gym. And then under construction for 2 summers in a row. Maybe 1 summer. But the barbecues and everything. And that's what I loved about the place so much is all of that, which they didn't change the price. I was still paying for all of the amenities.
Yeah.
So you are going to have to come to my pool. But they're still constructing people's outer, you know, how I just had to move and move back in. Everybody says, oh, what a pain in the butt. And really, they only did the outer area.
We have down
the
street. We have a swim center that has 5 pools, and we go into the hot one. You know, it's warm. The problem is I can't go in the pool for about 5 more days because I, you know, went to the dermatologist to get things burned off. And the dermatologist said, do not go in the pool, you know, because you can – you know, you can get bacteria infection. So, and I've had
irritated.
That happen before.
Oh, yeah. Really? So I don't even like going in the jacuzzi because of that reason. They put so much chlorine that kills all that, and I don't like getting in the chlorine either. But I should do it more because it's good for my back.
I don't know. I feel the same way you do about that. I don't like jacuzzis. Only, you know, they're wonderful. I mean, if you own one and they're yours, but when everybody's in there, you know, you're dealing with a lot of bacteria. So, you know, same with the pool. The pool's the same thing kind of, but I don't know. You know, I haven't gotten sick from the pool, so I've been okay.
Your only big problem today is the Walmart
our iPhone, he wants to throw it across the room. And then, of course, he decides to go buy what did you buy, Richard?
Oh,
Richard?
I just got another tablet.
And, like, he already has one that's really good. So now it's going to take him a week to just program the tablet the way he wants. And then he'll decide he may or may not keep it, you know, so it's weird. And
but kind
then,
of it, Richard.
Well, I use the tablet all the time.
Richard, he wants to know. Richard.
What?
She wants to know what kind of tablet you bought.
It's a Fire. Amazon
Fire
tablet. Yeah, from Amazon.
Is it Android or is it?
It's Android. It's Android.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
People love Android.
Actually, it's in the Kindle family. And,
I have a Kindle.
I've got a couple of Kindles. And,
me too.
But this does so much more than my Apple one. But I know the Apple kind of. It's fine.
Right.
But,
I like to have different kinds as well so they don't stink
by Barbara,
accident.
You need to tell us one thing. Richard will put people's names and numbers, you know, in his phone, and then it disappears and goes up to the cloud. We don't know where the cloud is. We don't know what the hell's going on. He can't find anybody's numbers in his Apple phone. Of course, the Android, you can find it at any time. I don't understand this cloud thing.
You know what? I had that same problem where I'm like, I don't know what happened to your number. You have to give it to me again for the fifth time. Sorry, you know, this happens to me. I'm not the person to give you your answer because I'm always frustrated with that. I do know that's going on, but there's a way to make it not go on, but I don't know. It's too confusing right now. I've got too many other problems with everything else with the computers, right? And I got a different kind of computer than Apple, so my phone doesn't, you know, clog up my computer because it tends to just sync everything. And pretty soon you have like triple folders of every photograph. So I purposely got a different kind of computer, and it is the, it goes Microsoft. It's the whatever.
Yeah,
I don't even know what
bet.
It is. Hewlett Packard or
doesn't matter. Yeah, Microsoft seems to be a lot easier to work.
Yes, I love it, and it's number one. It really is the number one computer, that kind of brand out there. It's Apple is not the number one. It's Microsoft.
Well, I can imagine. Well, Apple, you want to throw it across the room or at a TV.
Yeah,
because,
you
know, it's supposed to be great. And, you know, I'm trying to get Richard to get an Android rather than a tablet, but we'll see, you know. We can't find
it. I'm glad you're on top of it.
Well, we got to find out where the cloud is. Once we find out where the cloud is, it's supposed to have everything in it.
Well, somebody has to be, you know, in front of your computer together so we would know exactly what you're talking about. Oh, you can call them. They have great support, actually. Apple, they're great support. There's somebody talking to you.
My husband, he'll find it. He knows where the cloud is. We'll find it. It's somewhere.
Okay. Well, I have 3 terabytes, so I'm not getting full anytime soon again.
You buy one.
That's it.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You buy one of these things, and you know, and the reason I bought this, it was on sale for half price. Boom. But anyway, it doesn't come with the instructions. You know.
That's right. They're inside the computer when you turn it on. It will talk to you, and it will guide you through, which a lot
sometimes.
Of people like.
Sometimes it will.
Right, if you hit the right button, right? Oh,
yes.
Gosh, I feel for you.
Not on this laptop.
This. But, you know,
that's
when
okay.
you learn
I'm reverting
new,
back.
Frustrating.
I'm reverting backwards. I am like, I don't want any of this I don't even want to watch the news. It's so pathetic.
Me too, Dale. Sometimes I feel the same way. Like, I want to go backwards. I want to go back to, you know, the 80s and 90s when I didn't have to go on and post something and look and did you see this and that? And there's so many. There's so many. It takes so many hours. But if you're in this entertainment industry, we have to do it.
Well, now you know why I don't go on Facebook once in a while, because I'd be stuck on there for hours and I have other things I want to do that, you know, I'm trying to do. And that's it. Oh, I know what I want to tell you, Barb. This will give you hope because you were going through it. Once a year, I have my test, you know, for breast cancer because I had a very, very small case of it, and they took it out, and all I did was have radiation. But that was 6 years ago. But every year I'm supposed to take a test, you know, which I did. It's called the CA27 to 29. But you sit there for 5 days, you know, thinking about it and then possibly making your will out and all kinds of things because you don't know what's going on. Well, you know, on the 3 or 4 days, I didn't get an answer. It's supposed to be on my chart. And so I went down to the lab and because I paid for this, I got a copy and I found out I was perfectly fine. And below fine, I mean, it's 27 and 29, and I was 16, which means negative, negative, negative. So I was fine. So then I went to my doctor, my oncologist there, and he goes, oh, I was having trouble putting this on the on my chart. So within an hour when I got home, it was on there. So, but anyway, I'm fine.
Yeah.
That's
we are so
week.
Glad to hear that, right, Johnny? Where did he go?
Yes.
We were praying.
Yeah. Johnny's been doing a great job, though. He's been doing a very good job promoting.
Very good.
I mean, hopefully he's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, Johnny, you said you had somebody or what?
We do. This first one is area code 757. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Dale. My name is Bob.
Hi, Bob. Where are you calling from?
Well, my area code is Virginia, but I live in Kentucky now.
Oh, okay. In Kentucky. I've been to Virginia, but I haven't been to Kentucky. I went in Virginia to the Edgar Casey Foundation. Are you familiar with that, or had you heard
I'm
of that?
I'm very familiar with it. Fascinating place, yes.
Beyond fascinating. We went, I went with this gentleman and we went New Year's Eve or something. We ended up there New Year's Eve. We didn't know they had New Year's Eve parties. It was bizarre. But
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, it's really neat. And plus we got to look at all the files and files and everything. It was like awesome. I loved it. And I hope to go back again one day.
My daughter moved. The last apartment she was in was just a couple miles up the road from the Edgar Casey Institute. I don't know.
Hey. Oh, I said you were saying I'm
kidding.
Johnny.
Johnny.
I don't know. What? Wait, don't hang up. Johnny! What happened?
Come on now, Johnny. Come on now, Johnny. What up? Come on.
Johnny, what is up? Johnny?
I think we're okay.
What?
What?
Yes, it is.
Did you hear all that noise?
What noise?
Okay. Obviously, you did not. Well, there was a lot of racket going on, so I think you pushed the wrong button for a second there, Johnny.
My apologies.
Okay, this gentleman was talking. I'm sorry. What was your name again, sir?
Bob.
My name is
Bob.
Bob. Bob?
Yeah.
Bob, you there?
Bob from Kentucky.
Yeah, but is Bob from Kentucky there, or did Johnny disconnect him?
Johnny,
no,
come
he's
on
here.
Now.
He's on the line.
Okay.
No, I'm here.
What?
I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Okay, talk to me. What do you need to know?
Well, I'm just curious. I retired about 8 years ago, and I have not been working. I've been living very comfortably, but I have an idea of something I'd like to do, and I'm just curious if there's any way you can tell if it's actually in the cards for me or not.
Okay. What is it? First of all, I need to know what it is.
I want to run for a political office.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Hey.
Okay.
Definitely, providing we don't have a war and get wiped out, you'd be fine, you know. I am very, very lately with Russia and all that's going on. I'm trying not to watch the news and stocking up on canned goods. But at the same time, you definitely should run for political office because we need somebody good in there, and you're good. You have a heart.
That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm feeling. I can't.
Haven't you called before? Did you call before?
No, I have not.
Did you call? Oh. Okay, because someone else wanted to run for political. Would that be in Kentucky?
I was thinking more national level.
Oh, national?
Sure.
Okay.
Go for it.
Like Congress, Senate? Just give me a clue so I can focus in and see if it'll work.
Either Congress or Senate. I would prefer Senate, but we'll see.
All I can say, if you run and you put out all the commercials like they're doing right now on TV and mind-boggling us, you will definitely win. I mean, you know, you have a very good pass. You have nothing to worry about. And what are the things you'd like to do for the United States, or what would you like to do to make things better?
Stop a lot of this nonsense with the, you know, we talk about the false information in the media and on social media, but a lot of it is spun out of D.C. itself. And need more honest brokers up in D.C. just to be honest. Tell us what's going on. Get up there and work for us. Quit taking money for different things. You know, the biggest problem I see is they take money for different special interests, then they vote in that special interest, and then they twist the facts for something, you know, for their own gain. And, you know, I wouldn't have any reason to do that. I wouldn't have any desire to do that. I don't need any more money than what I have
now. The only problem that you face is it, Bob, if you're not as crooked as they are, unfortunately, you know, you'll only go so far because, you know, you're dealing with a bunch of idiots and liars, and all they're doing is taking our money, raising gas prices. Well, they're not doing it. It's the world doing it. It's the Saudis. You know, the whole world is just like falling apart right now. But what we need is somebody good in there to help. But the problem that you face is, you know, you're good and you have a heart, like I said. And I remember years ago when I met Bobby Kennedy when he was running for office. That was my first election. And then he got killed. And the nice people, you know, tend to die young. So I'm hoping that, you know, you can just avoid that at this point. I don't mean you're going to die. You're not. I mean, it just, I don't want to see anything happen to you. The politics right now is just, there's so much wrong in the world. There's just so much wrong.
Yeah.
And to fix it, you know, would be very hard. Have you heard of Nostradamus?
I have.
Okay. You know of a lot of his predictions.
Yes.
Do you feel that we're into that at this point?
You know, I that's hard to say because people have been interpreting his writings for ever since I've been alive. And
I know.
Every single decade, it's something else. Like, here we are. Nostradamus predicted this. This is what's going on. So I've kind of tuned out anybody that's trying to refer to him right now anymore. Because I've been hearing that since I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
And
I've thought the same thing, but I also feel a lot of what he said is authentic. But it's not only that. It's just if you look down to the Bible and you look at things, it's like we're so close to some weird things happening. So I just hope, you know, I hope you have somebody that will push you all the way to the top. And I do see you going to the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an idea. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You know, it's funny because Nostradamus was my room nickname for the first time I went on the internet. My nickname was Nostradamus.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just, I thought that it was a nice, good name. It wasn't vulgar or anything. It wouldn't turn women off, you know? So I just nicknamed myself that.
But why did they call you that, Johnny?
I gave numerology readings in college, and one day I was reading for this guy, and then this other person walked by, saw me, and he goes, "Oh, look, there's Nostradamus," and I liked the nickname, so I used it. It wasn't vulgar. It didn't turn women off. It had, I mean, you know,
That's
I didn't want to have a name that would be vulgar. So, you know, Nostradamus was the name I used.
Well, you know, have you read anything about Nostradamus?
I did, and I'll tell you that, you know, when I was a kid, I saw the movie The Man Who Saw Tomorrow, the documentary narrated by Orson Welles, and you know, now it seems very different to me. If you read what he actually wrote, the original writing, it can be interpreted a number of ways. He wrote it in riddles, is what he did.
In quatrains.
Yeah.
He wrote in quatrains.
Right.
But that's what I was wondering was, The Man Who Saw Tomorrow, the name of that movie.
Yeah. It was narrated by Orson Welles. Yes.
Oh, is that who it is? Okay.
No, I thought it was weird when I saw Johnny, when I first met Johnny, and I saw that was his nickname on some other, in other places, I found. I thought that was kind of weird, and I'm a woman, so I'm just giving you a hard time. But
it was
I wondered why back then.
I didn't want to name anything vulgar. I didn't want anything, and it was just the numerology readings. People would follow me around, and then, you know, plus it means love of the paranormal, you know. Obviously, Dale understands that. And
why? Did
somebody
call you something vulgar before?
No, it's just that you go on these chat lines, and then the men always have all these vulgar names that turn the women off. And
oh,
figured,
that's what you mean. Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of like, you know, I didn't want to say anything that would be vulgar. I wanted a name that would ignite a lot of questions, but not be, in other words, Barbara.
Okay. You said it was your nickname on the college campus. Now I'm finding out it was for chat rooms.
Well, actually, it was both.
Okay. Now we have the whole story.
I went on the internet,
go read the book. Dale's turn now, and I think people are waiting for a call in to Psychic Dale Shear. All right, let's move.
Okay. All right, you ready for the next caller, Dale?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You're area code 703. You're live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, it's Andrea. How are you guys?
Hi, who's this?
Andrea.
Andrea, where are you calling from?
Virginia.
Virginia? What is with Virginia? Yeah. Kind of weird.
Hello? I don't know.
This is very strange. Okay. And how can I help you, sweetie?
So I had a third interview with the company, was it yesterday? And then I have one more interview or a phone interview with another company on Monday with somebody completely different. So do you think that one of these will come through? Because...
Okay, what type of work is it, sweetie?
They're both administrative type work.
Such as? Be specific.
First one is for a global company. I honestly forget what they do, but the second one is for a construction company.
It's very possible you may get the construction company. Is that what you want?
Well, either one would be great. The global one has great benefits and the pay is really good, but the other one with the construction company is literally 4 miles from my house.
Well, that's good, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about gas.
I
feel real strong about the construction company. Because they need you, and, you know, there's a lot of construction going on. You're going to get one of them. That I can say for sure. So I wouldn't worry about it. you know, it's very positive, and it's good, and it's going to pay well, and you're going to be happy.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes.
Would you please? I would appreciate it. All right.
All right.
Go ahead, John.
Was that beat?
Would you like the next one? Or?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Area code 631, you are live on the air with Psychic Dossier.
Yes, hi, my name is Suzanne, and I interviewed today via Zoom.
Wait, where are you calling from?
I'm sorry,
where
Long Island. Long Island,
oh,
sorry.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
I interviewed for a teacher aide job. I got it, but I have to go through human resources and stuff next week, and I have to call. And then I have another interview for another teacher aide job, which is a little further, though. Should I just take this one? Do you see this one work going through human resources? Should I get the other one? What do you see with both of these?
Well, with the first one, it's definitely going through, okay? So if you
okay.
want to take it, is that closer to home?
Yes.
Which pays the most money?
Well, the other one pays a dollar more, but then it's a little further to drive.
No, you don't want to do that.
No.
It does. You're going to get them both.
Really?
If you go for a both, you will get them both.
I don't know which one to take.
Well, whatever pays well and you feel comfortable. Do you feel comfortable with the first one?
I do. I do, and it's closer, and I have a couple of, like, it's near a Walmart, and I have a friend who lives near there. But the thing is, I think the other one pays for, like, the breaks, but then it's further away. I don't know which one to take.
If you can help it, don't take the one further away.
Yeah.
You know, take the one close to home.
It's like the pay, but I guess I just have to say God will provide. I don't know. It's like.
Well, what's the difference in pay?
Well, they both are not paying the greatest, but I have to work, and I like the work, so I'm, you know.
Well, you can do that and work part-time, too. Why are they not paying well? Everybody's paying well.
No, they're not. I could work part-time, but to work a full-time job and a part-time job at 62, it's like, oh, God, here I go. I've done enough of that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So can you make your bills with the part-time job? I mean, with the job, the first one?
Probably not, neither one, but people, unless you have a good job, they don't pay well.
Mm.
So, what are you going to do?
What type of work is that?
Teacher aid.
Teacher aid. They don't pay well for teacher aid?
Teacher aid.
Oh, I know. That's just, you know, you're helping out. Yikes. That is kind of rough.
Yeah,
so,
but, like, I don't have customer service and receptionist and clerical experience, you know. So it is what it is. I was just asking about the jobs.
Well,
don't just take
– can you apply for others?
There really isn't others. They're far away, you know, no.
Mm.
But I'll be okay.
I'll tell you what. No. You're right. You're answering your own question. Take whatever comes along of the two, because you will get one or both.
I don't want to keep job hunting. I don't, because I've got
one. I know, but you may get something else a little bit later on down the road, you know. So wherever you feel comfortable is a teacher aide, and which school do you like the best?
I didn't go the other one yet. I go Wednesday.
Okay. Call us back Wednesday and tell me. I mean, call us back Friday and tell us which one
you
feel
better
about. Because
for interviewing me?
Say again?
I'm sorry. Do you see a bus company calling me to interview?
Yes.
When?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh,
so
great.
It'll be
the same time after I start the other one.
So that's the way it goes. People are quitting left and right nowadays.
I know.
You know,
I wonder. I would hope they would call next week, so I I can make. You know, I don't want to start a job, do all the paperwork. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Life's too short for you to worry about all this garbage. Take whatever comes, and then go for it. Okay.
But do you
think
the best
company
call me next week, or?
I don't know time. No psychic knows time. We are not good on time.
All right. Well, thank you, though.
I don't know, sweetie. All I know is you're going to get a job, and it's going to be quick.
Good. All right, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Barbara?
Yes.
You want to give out my website and phone number, please?
Yes. Hi, listeners out there. Get your pen and paper ready. Dale Shear, Psychic Dale Shear, with us tonight. She has a website. I want you to take a note. DaleShear.com was her old one. It's now Dale Shear.
No, don't even mention the old one. Don't
mention you.
It can,
all right,
it'll
confuse
people.
It's now in their brain. And I thought that, too. Right when I said that, I thought that, too. Like, God, why did you put that in their brain?
No.
I did, Dale.
It's Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shears, S-C-H-E-A-R-S.com.
And her direct line for your private readings, which are very important for many issues that you can't just, air out, is 808-372-1816. And she's available for you anytime. Call her. Text her. Set it up.
You got it.
Right, Dale? Yeah.
Yes. And then, so what are you doing this weekend, Barbara?
Oh, I'm so excited. The Seahawks are playing on Sunday. And today, I decided to go into a sports bar that is near my home. You know, I'm shy. I'm alone down here. I've asked a couple girlfriends in the area to go to the game with me, to the sports bars with me. They never even get back to me. So I'm going to go by myself. I walked right in there. And it's hard to walk in a tavern bar place in the middle of the day when only a few people are there. I mean, you are a sore thumb. I mean, they turn and look at you. Okay.
I found
the owner, and he was there with two guys. He was so glad. They were all so glad I came up and started asking questions about it. We had a great conversation, and that's where I'm going. And those guys are my new friends now.
Well, yeah, and with the sports bar, where if you're going during the day, especially with all the games on, you're going to see the games. Like, I've been watching the Yankee game and all the, I've been watching the series,
yes,
to see what was
happening.
Yes, except yesterday I was freaked out. I swear I was freaked out. I was all set and ready to go, had my popcorn ready to see the Yankee game. And I don't know, I kind of like for 5 or 10 minutes turned away. I turned back on and they had a movie. I go, what? And I kept, they don't even put up in big letters or a crawl that the game was rained out. And I'm going, oh, my God. And they don't even tell you when it's going to be on again. Well, it was on this morning at 10 a.m. I'm going, so I watched the Yankees lose. But other than that, I don't have any idea when the next baseball game is. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you and I, we're going to keep track of this because my Mariners, and I was surprised I didn't hear a peep out of Richard, by the way, from Seattle. The Seattle Mariners came back from, the biggest comeback of ever all time to get into a playoff. Right, Richard?
Right.
And
yeah,
I'm from
Seattle.
Richard is taught there for 25 years at the UW. And I'm sure he's proud, too. Are you proud of the Mariners?
Oh, he likes
football.
And I want
Dale to know.
Richard.
I want you to know,
Richard.
Dale, that's our team. Yeah.
I know. Well, I don't know. Richard, is that your team?
Well, kind of. I didn't
well,
follow
no, Winnie.
What is your team,
well,
Richard?
What is my team? As a kid. Now, this is going back almost a century, right? Anyway.
Right.
It was the Detroit Tigers.
Oh,
and I was,
really?
As a kid, I was grew up in Michigan and all that. But Barb, you probably find this interesting little sideline here. While working
at UW. You've got to close the door.
Richard, you got to close
the door. I'm hearing reverb.
Plug your ear. I can't get up just now. Anyway, part of my job. Okay. Yeah. Part of my job at UW was to make sure student photographers got to go to the games. I got the tickets to sidelines and all that. And I would get usually a couple tickets each, and I would give them to people, to students who, you know, oh, gee, I'd like to shoot sports. Okay, come on in here. I'll give you a ticket. You go down and shoot the Huskies. And my 20-some years at UW, I went to two football games. And the rest of the time, I just gave the tickets away to the students. And,
that's so nice.
So you like Michigan right now?
Do I like Michigan? Well, as a kid, Michigan. Not a super sports buff. I am not a super sports buff.
Really?
Okay.
Huh.
No.
Well, you're just not.
I played it. I loved playing baseball and all that, but I was not overwhelmed by anybody on any team, as I can recall.
Okay, that's fine.
I love baseball. Football is very foreign to me. Football is
just
like foreign.
I love both because I played softball, which is, you know, same rules basically, and that was my favorite sport, and I was a 4-year letterwoman starting. We took our team that Monroe, Washington hadn't been to state since 1953, and when I was on the varsity team, we went. Yes, we went to state. Okay.
Good.
And then also football. I was a football cheerleader, but I learned football early as a little elementary girl because my brother loaned me his, like, Atari or something, and it was a game, and it taught you all the rules. And I was addicted to it, the downs and everything. And it was just that taught me. It's in my brain. It's ingrained. I know everything about football. I love it. But if I didn't know about what was going on, it would be horrible. It would be absolutely boring.
It is horrible. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. My dad would teach me, you know, all the baseball and the baseball games. And I used to watch Mickey Mantle and Babe Ruth. And, I mean, all the oldies and the good ones. And just loved it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And loved being from back east. I loved, the Yankees and, you know.
Did you go?
And Dodgers. Huh? No,
did you
I didn't.
To
you know, No, I never did. The only thing I did was go in San Francisco. I went to a game with Barry Bonds was in, but I think it was Giants or something. I can't remember. But I wished I would have went to Brooklyn to go to, you know, or go
never
to Bronx
too late.
Never too late. It's a bit far.
Those tickets are not that expensive, the baseball, compared to the football.
I don't know the players anymore. The only one.
But they
the
might
only
come
one
near
I know.
You. When they,
huh?
That's okay. You're going to get to know them because when they come and they fly and they play in different states near you, then you can go. And then you're also going to learn the player. You're going to learn them. Because I thought that too. I had to relearn.
Yeah, relearn. You know, there's Reno has her own baseball team.
Oh, what are they called?
They're connected.
Triple A.
Don't ask me any names or anything. I'm having a hard time today. Richard, do you remember?
You got any more callers?
No, Reno.
No, but that doesn't mean we won't. I did some really intense advertising today. I'll give the number out again. The number is 516-531-9874. But it's been a busy show so far, so it's that's the number.
Well, that's what you call busy is four people. I don't think so. I'm telling you that Twitter is not, you know, it's good, but you need to put it on Facebook. You need to
TikTok,
talk to people on Facebook or Twitter or TikTok, whatever. I don't know. It's one of those, you know, but it should, you know, what can I say? I don't know. I'll let Barbara talk or John or Richard talk.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot to say.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot going on in the world. So I'm glad that we focused on a couple of topics that were good, like the sports, because when I'm down, I was depressed one time when like fall. I don't remember exactly why. I was just so downtrodden. That team, the Seahawks, took me out of that. It took me out of depression. It took me out of my slump. I had something to look forward to, a team, something to be a part of. It's very, actually, therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. I had a question. Have you had your flu shot yet, Barbara?
No, but I've been offered it.
Well, where?
Well,
yeah, where? Oh,
when
yeah,
I go to the drive-thru to get a prescription, they're like, do you want to come in and get your flu shot? And I'm like, maybe another time. I don't know. I'm fine. I just feel like I'm never going to be getting COVID. And so I had my two shots, and I really wasn't going to go get any more shots. Do you think I should?
Well, yeah, I've never had the flu in my life. But to be honest with you, because of COVID and what's going on with a lot of these infections and worldwide stuff, I would definitely get a regular flu shot. I'm not saying Richard gets the real hard, flu shot, but I'm talking about ask for the pharmacist for a regular flu shot. It's
simple.
Maybe
I'll get
it's
it
fine.
On Monday. I will.
Yeah,
well,
it's
I
just
will.
Fine.
And also, remember, I get the $25 gift certificate every time I do something good for my health with my insurance. So that's a very nice incentive they're trying to put out there to the Americans, because it is, covered by the government because of, her father being killed. But a lot of people have Cal Optima. And do you get that?
What are you saying?
Every time you get a shot or you get a pap smear or a mammogram or something you do for your health, you mm-hmm. are sent a coupon for $25 at Target.
At Target? How does that work?
They just send it to me. It's Medi-Cal, and they Medi-Cal people. It's the government.
Oh, I see.
So, a lot of people are on the government.
Yeah, right.
It's not
but I'm on
people.
I have Medicare, so I don't get any of those except.
Right.
That type.
It's a great incentive, though, for many people. I had $50, and I was able to buy a ton of presents for my daughter for her birthday. I mean, dollar helps.
Yes, it does. It does. It really helps. Every dollar helps. Well, Richard, you said you wanted to talk about
the iPhone. The
yeah.
iPhone? Oh, I'm going to take it out and shoot it.
I know.
I'm going to use it for a target practice or something. I don't know.
But Richard, you said you wanted to talk about it. Richard, after what we learned today about Pat's at Punalu, which is a condo that we all lived in Hawaii, and we have learned that they're under construction, all that stuff, and everybody's leaving. How do you feel about Pat's right now?
Well, the way I feel about it is I'm glad I'm not there. From that respect, I loved the condo when I was there.
Yep.
I probably told both John and Barbara that I went over for 1 month, and it was over 6 years before I came back. And so there's a little time jump there. And met a great group of people, had a lot of fun and a lot of laughs and, went out to dinners together and all that. Socialized every day, basically, 7 days a week, four weeks a month.
So the neighbors were all cool.
Yeah, there
like
were
that.
Neighbors all
Did
in
you have
the,
one
scattered
bad apple?
Through. Well, actually none, because one bad apple wouldn't last 5 minutes.
That's
because,
what I was thinking.
You end up doing certain things consistently. And one of them was we'd always got together about 10 o'clock in the morning, and there was over a half a dozen of us, easily, and sit there and shoot the bull. And I became the keeper of a quarry of covey of dove's birds would come in every day, and I would feed them.
Oh,
and that was one of my jobs. I would sit there and feed the doves, and
so on. Wow!
But
that's a nice
it was just great.
Thing that you have.
Oh yeah. Well,
it was good until it was good, and I lived down the street at that point. I had my house and oceanfront across the street, and I was trying to sneak into the pool over at Pat's. I mean, that's how I met Richard. I mean,
that's how cheap she is, you know.
I remember
because I love
the story.
Yeah, I love to swim, so that's how I met Richard.
Do you really do lap, or do you do just like
jumping in
and you like to dip?
No, no.
Right
no.
now,
I work my knees, I work my legs. Right now, at this stage of the game, I used to swim a lot, but now I just work, I do exercises, a lot of water exercises. And I really like that. And I got to wait a few days before I can go back in the pool because the doctor was saying, you know, after you get stuff burned off of you, you don't want to go in the pool, you know, because you can get infected.
Right.
So I have to wait a few more days, you know, and then I'll be
so
fine.
So easy to get bacteria.
What?
So easy to get
bacteria. No, I had it. One doctor was stupid enough. He didn't even tell me not to go in the pool. And I had an infection for 3 months and had to take pills. So I won't do that again. So I'm staying away. Staying away, and you know, the next day I jumped in the pool, and that's when I got the infection. But you know, what can I say? Hawaii has changed a lot. A lot. It's become extremely expensive, even more so than we can ever remember. The minute something goes on the market in our condos at Patsapunalu, the minute it goes on the market, it's sold. You know. Even though they're doing the construction and everything. And, I mean, construction starts at, you know, like 8 a.m. and doesn't let up to 4:30. This is every day, and they're talking about 2 years' worth of construction. So why
and
people...
And people were talking about the expense, too. They were talking about that when I was, like, a baby. Because I remember my dad went on a great vacation there. And he came back, showed me all these pictures of beautiful Hawaii. And I said, well, if it's so wonderful, why doesn't everybody just go there, move there, and live there, everybody? I mean, how could they not? And I remember, I was probably like five. He said, it is so expensive to live there. So that is
a
lot of years ago, 45 years ago, huh?
You know, my father once said the same thing about California being the place that everybody would want to live, Los Angeles.
Well, that was then.
No, Hawaii.
No.
So beautiful.
Hawaii is one of the places, but you got to look at, give you an idea. If you went into any grocery market there and bought what we normally buy here, you'd get like two bags of groceries. That'd be like $200 or $300, you know?
Wow.
And I'm not kidding. A milk is like $8 or $9 a gallon. Actually, gas prices are about the same as California. They're not that bad. I just spoke to somebody on gas prices. They were about $5.50. You know, that's not
mine
too bad.
Mine was almost
Costco,
seven.
Well, yeah, you're in California, girl. I just paid. Barbara. I filled up Richard's car. It was Richard's car was $5.04 a gallon at Costco. So
that's pretty good. Good.
That's Nevada. And we're high in Nevada, you know, but the Hawaii food prices, gas prices are okay. Rent is ridiculous now. A studio or a one-bedroom, you're looking at $1,500 to $2,500 a month. I've just been looking at the prices online.
My girlfriend couldn't stay there. She had to move back to the Los Angeles area, probably like way out, cheaper. She had to move her two teenagers out of Hawaii to some remote place in California. And they were devastated. They loved Hawaii.
Yeah.
That was their home. And the only reason they couldn't live there was because they couldn't afford it. How horrible is that?
Well, it's only for the rich now. I mean, you know, Oahu and all, Maui and all that. It's for the rich. It's all these people that have money and they don't know what to do with it and they don't care and they go, you know. But the local people that live there, that's what's so sad. I mean, you know, they got to work two and three.
Yeah.
They don't get it. Two and three jobs just to survive. Mm. Each person,
yeah.
husband, wife, just to survive for the family and the kids. And what we do is that, you know, like y'all get together and in the family and have four or five people and, you know, you potluck,
get
a lot of potluck. Huh?
You do the pig under the ground. I love the pig under the ground. That would be
No. That's just for... That's just for tourists. That's,
I love it. That's so good.
Well, you don't want
to.
They even did that in Nashville, Tennessee at the my polo. I took polo lessons after one of the checkers. They did one of those. They dig
know,
it
but
pretty
it's sad.
Deep. They put it all the way in
it's
there.
It's sad. It's sad. They take
pig
it.
Under
they
the ground.
They don't bury them alive, Johnny. In the ground, yes. I think with maybe tinfoil around.
Yeah, no, I don't know. They just, I don't know. I don't even know why they do that, but they do that. That's the Hawaiian way. But, you know, you go to the, what do you call it, Richard?
Richard, I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
I'm not even. If you go
luau?
To the luau.
We're losing
yeah, luau.
Again.
Yeah, luau. If you go to the luau.
Oh, yeah. I don't like them when they're the commercial type and you've got the seats there. I want to go to the real authentic, but you can't find that anymore. You go there.
Yeah,
you're
I found
fan.
It.
Well,
I found
oh,
it in Kauai. I found it in Kauai when I was over there. I had friends that live in Kauai. And
okay.
The brother owned, they owned a luau, and oh, my God, it was incredible. It's not like Oahu, you know, where you go down to the beach and, you know, they
right.
do the
Honolulu,
the whole thing. Yeah, you know, they do it. Whatever,
although
I did
do,
that once.
Do you love Honolulu, though, with all the wonderful hotels and we go eat dinner?
Yes.
And I love it, too.
But
I
don't,
so
I don't hang out. I don't hang out in Waikiki. I hang out at the North
yeah.
Shore,
no.
you know, where the big waves are. And, you know, the North Shore is now become the place that all the tourists want to go to. And,
mm-hmm.
They've just gotten rid of Airbnb, except for at a couple of places like Turtle Bay and Patsapunalu. And the prices for Airbnb now are ridiculous. I mean, you know, for a just a couple of places are allowing it. And now they're getting ready in Tahoe to get rid of it, too. I mean, you know, it's they don't want all the boisterous yelling and screaming and parties, you know.
It's just
so
a lot of partying.
Airbnb,
it ruined it, didn't it?
Yeah, it ruined it. So Airbnb and VRBO, they're not doing so well, you know. And if you live in a local residential area, that was my problem in Tahoe when I lived there. The I had a house and a big one, but everybody around me on the weekends was doing Airbnb, and it was so loud and partying. I mean, who wants that if you're in a, you know, local area? You don't want that.
That's really
so,
cute.
Johnny,
yeah.
what's going on?
All
right, Johnny.
No calls.
Okay.
But you know, we're about 6 minutes left, so.
Yeah, but it would be nice if you gave out your phone number about 10 times
okay.
per day.
All right. Sorry. I did
you know.
Tell people. I did tell people to call in, and some did. Okay, the number is 516-531-9874. Ready for the shout out, Barbara?
Yes. So everybody, next Friday, call in. Get your question ready for Psychic Del Shear. She's here for you, and she's one of the world's greatest psychics. Okay? So we have her giving her to you for your mini readings every Friday. Mark it down.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
Meantime,
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yes. In the meantime,
I really appreciate
go to, you're welcome. Go to Dale Shear's site, Psychic Dale Shear's website, daleshears.com, or call her or text her, 808-372-1816. She's there for you all week long until next Friday when we're on the air again.
Yes.
So everybody,
yeah, it's been a rough week this week. So with all the tests and all that stuff I had to take, and you know, but it's been
so
rough.
Glad you're
so
okay. Well, everything's
yeah,
good
okay.
Now. Relax and enjoy your weekend. You deserve it. And aloha, mm-hmm. Richard. And let's watch
aloha,
our
Barbara.
Baseball and football.
Well,
and have a great
I
time.
I hope your team wins. Barbara, I hope your team
Thank
wins
you.
And have fun at the bar and have a good fun. Okay?
I Great. Will. Great. And thank you, Johnny. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio at Life, Laughter, Happiness. Good night.
Aloha.
Night.
Good night, everyone.
Aloha.
Okay.